Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. The NFL Week 4 schedule features a number of great matchups. For a preview, let's send it over to the experts at the NFL Network as they break down this week's schedule in the latest edition of National Perspective, presented by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, thanks, Jameer. I got Heath here with me. We got four games we're going to break down for the folks in Cleveland.
Some good ones.
Yeah, some good ones, actually. Well, this one might be the lightest one, if you will. And that's the Cincinnati Bengals at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who wins and why?
I think this one's pretty simple. I mean, Cincinnati, not only does this defense really speak for itself, but I just cannot talk highly enough about the addition of Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, stealing him away from New England. You get so much in Ben Jarvis. We saw it week one versus Baltimore. They lost that game, but the guy averaged almost 5 yards a carry versus a very good defense. But the consistency in the pass game, what he does in pass protection, Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, Gresham, our little speedster, 16, he is getting out there and getting it done every time they get the ball in his hands. So this team is just tough to beat. Jacksonville, it's an MJD team. So if you can stop that, you're going to beat that football team.
Okay, how are you going to stop MJD? Because everyone loads up against him, and he broke off about a 50-yard touchdown run in Indianapolis this past week.
For me, I think it's pretty simple. With young quarterbacks, and obviously what you want to do is you really want to dictate that you can't run the ball. So force a young quarterback to make checks at the line of scrimmage. Give him a defensive front maybe he's not familiar with. So on a run tendency down, so maybe on a 1st and 10 or a 2nd and 6, a down where you normally run the ball, this is where you give him a look he's not familiar with. So maybe he checks to an easy pass, expecting blitz. You force the hand out of MJD's
Sunday
hands.
Sunday night football is a really good NFC East matchup here. Giants and Eagles, they love each other, as we well know.
Yes.
Yeah, big bro hugs before the game and everything like that. What's the biggest challenge for either team going into this game?
For McCoy to get out alive because he called OC a ballerina. Well, I think maybe it is him getting out alive, and maybe it's Michael Vick getting out alive as well. I mean, just constant issues on the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles. Decision-making at the quarterback position because of some of those O-line struggles. But I think it really comes down to Andy Reid finding a way to calm down his football team. We speak of LeSean McCoy. This is really the key ingredient of this football team. This defense, and everyone he bashed last year, hey, this defense is pretty good, and they'll uphold their end of the bargain. Special teams, same thing. It comes down to, how do we quit killing ourselves as the Philadelphia Eagles? How do we hold on to the ball, quit throwing interceptions, quit doing fumbles, quit making stupid decisions on that offensive line?
Browns fans would love to see this one just to be a head-knocking, bashing kind of game because the Browns and the Giants match up in Week 5.
Get them bloodied up for them.
There you go. We got a coast-to-coast NFC-AFC battle in the Niners going all the way east to take on the Jets.
Normally, I hate those trips. Playing in Seattle for 4 years, it's just tough. You fly.
And it's the 1 o'clock Eastern kickoff, too.
Right, so that's 10 o'clock in your time in the Pacific Northwest. And so it is. It's a tough trip. But the one thing you get with the Niners is a physically and mentally tough football team. And that will bode well for them versus the Jets. Take out the fact that Revis is no longer there. Even if Revis was still there, this was going to be a lose for the Jets. You look at the individual matchup, strength for strength, weakness for weakness. San Fran walks away with this in every statistical category, as well as offense, defense, special teams, you name it. It's a game of matchups. And I just don't think the Jets have anything anywhere close enough to match up with this team, especially after a loss.
Let's wrap it up with the Monday night game. You got the Cowboys and the Bears. Who wins and why?
It's tough. The Cowboys, they toy with our emotions, don't they? week one, they beat the Giants. Yeah. We're like, this is the team we've been waiting to see. And then week two, Seattle, a tough place to play, but they get a loss. And then week three, we're back. But I just have a hard time. It's like in investments, we want known commodities, right? So I would invest in something that's known. Well, the Dallas Cowboys, they're known for letting us down. So I don't think they win this game. I think all the stuff around Cutler, I think what the Bears do best, obviously, I think matches up well again with this Cowboys team. But I'm waiting for consistency out of this paper champion team that is the Dallas Cowboys.
And, of course, cameras will also be trained on Jay Cutler for body language.
Who's he going to push or shove?
On Monday Night Football. All right, that's the story on those four contests. Heath, thank you very much. Jameer, back to you.